When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Okay, a little down. Left, right, 3.62 mil down. There, Mo. There, Mo.
Oh, I love someone who knows exactly, specifically what they want.
Sim!
We were just, checking for a fun, weirdly shaped mole.
I can't believe you two. You said you'd wait till I got back.
Well, you took forever. It wasn't that long, Mo. It's not like Sim was gone so long that I thought she'd changed her mind about our menage a trois and was never coming back. You know, because a thruple is a completely un-Sim activité, one that breaks a full chapter of her precious ISA rules. But she came back! Perhaps to talk through her personality U-turn? Shall we cuddle and captain's log about it?
Yeah. Like I said, you were gone forever. Did you find anything good?
Bob's coffee grinder?
Oh, get back in bed already.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, I'll just schedule that chat into our group calendar, shall I? Try fine grind. Fine grind.
Captain's my captain.
Oh, my God. That coffee pot is on.
Oh, they're at it again. I'd say get a room, but these echoey fallopians make it sound like they're in every room. I'm trying to block up the vents, but if I have to do one more, I'm going to end up gassing myself in here. There. Now, computer, where were we?
You are currently located in your quarters, crewmember Boyd.
Yes. Barbecues and brewskis at Bob's. You know, isn't it funny that we talk all day at work, but we've never just hung out? Oh, hey, how do you like your Dodel weed? Medium rare or black until you can't taste the squichelch?
The ship's systems are powered by fuel crystals, not biological sustenance, crewmember Boyd.
Ooh, more for me. And hey, we're pals now, so call me Bob.
System updated, crewmember Bob.
Oh, just Bob is fine.
System updated, just Bob.
Just Bob. Just Bob. Alone, with nothing else, like Cher or Madonna, you know?
System updated, Bob alone.
Oh, no, you don't. Fine. Yeah, that's fine. Computer, actually, do you ever feel like there's no one else like you in the entire universe?
Negative. Current computer interface is one of 12,913 personality profiles.
Whoa, computer, I had no idea you were so big on personality. You know, I'm pretty sure Captain Sim hasn't even looked at my crew game night proposal. Do you and a few other yous want to play Settlers of Catan?
Unclear command, Bob Alone.
Oh, do you need me to ask the other personalities? That's fine. Computer, open access panel BB6. Oh, okay, yeah, this is going to be great. You can start an epic D&D campaign, or you can play Mahjong. Up to all of you, really. I'm happy to talk about it. Can you do charades? Oh, how do you activate... I guess charades doesn't make sense. How do you activate this?
Bob Alone, system modifications are open.
Landing clearance received, Captain Jackson.
Thank you, Solaris. All right, Dusty, let's dock the Q-Star at our first space station.
Oh, is anyone here to park? This place is packed. Oh, there's one.
Easy, Dusty. I don't want a diplomatic disaster because we dinged some alien sports rocket.
Apologies, Captain Sim. Just the lack of sleep from the last 9 or 12. Just has Dusty a little rusty.
Yeah, and now the coffee grinder's missing too. Things around here are really falling to shreds.
Sorry, Mo and I are late. I had a medical checkup this morning.
Yes, happy to report Captain Banks has great lung capacity.
yes, the captain's checkup. I'll report at 1100.
I'll have the snorkel ready.
Ooh, the Balaran fuel traders have sent through the meeting details. They will bring the fuel crystals, but would like to meet with our representatives before they finalise the trade. Are our representatives ready? Round of applause for Mo and Solaris.
I object.
Object? Dusty, this is a mission, not a wedding.
I'm sorry, Captains, but we cannot proceed with this mission.
Is there a problem, Lieutenant?
You three have been porking up a storm all night, every night, for weeks. Has it been a masterclass in stamina? You betcha. But I cannot spend another day on this ship without hearing at least a morsel of that juicy gossip.
No, please. We've heard enough.
Yeah, Solaris is right. Like, even if I was the apex of a pleasure triangle, I don't kiss and tell. So it'd be up to the captains to spill.
It's against procedure for crew to discuss anything that non-mission related whilst on duty. Even explaining that falls outside the rules.
Oh, great! So sounds like we should just move on then. Oh, look, a space station.
Normally I would agree with discretion, but we aren't just a crew on duty. No, we're a family.
That's not the sexy goss I was hoping for, Cap.
And healthy families talk about who's sleeping with who in the family.
Oh, absolutely.
How it makes us feel and what it means for the future. Kick us off, Sim.
Oh.
I'm actually happy to start, Bomb. When I was first presented with the opportunity to be co-captained, I was unsure. But then I thought, oh, why not? There's absolutely no reason I shouldn't have completely meaningless sex with Sim and Aurelia. Absolutely nothing I could think of. No reason whatsoever. No person, wait. No crew member, cool. Really nothing.
I'm gonna be sick.
Me too, Solaris. I mean, when did these intra-crew banging rules change? And is it retrospective?
Dusty, are you saying...
Oh, me and Dusty only hooked up once, co-caps.
Oh, barely once.
Oh, come on. Bump in or not, co-caps. Are you two cool with me finding a fourth at the station bar? Maybe a fifth?
That's it! Captain Jackson, requesting a personnel change from Mo to Dusty.
Nice!
What? But Sol, we've barely hung out lately. What with you being weirdly busy all the time and me railing Aurelia 24/7.
Captain, it's a fuel trade, so I need the input of the pilot.
You're the engineer. Mission personnel change approved. Dusty, you're with Sol. Move out.
Huh. I didn't know it was possible to slam the bridge doors.
Hello, hi. Oh, wow, aren't you all looking
so well. I'm very sorry to interrupt, but I need to report a bit of an oopsie.
Oh, Bob. Bob, we don't have time to fix your toilet right now.
No, not that kind of oopsie.
Have the dating rules changed, or are we just, like, breaking them?
Okay, Captains, it's not the toilet this time. I need to...
Computer, can you bring up the ISA policy on intra-crew dating?
Who's asking?
Captain Aurelia Banks, and you are...
Oh, that can't be right. Bobby, a lady captain.
Bobby, what have you done?
Just yanking your tampon string. Here's your sex rules.
Yeah, so I have accidentally changed the computer's personality settings, and I do not know how to change it to anything else. Do you like it?
No, Bob, we don't.
Okay.
Wow. Whoa. Hey, thanks for bringing me along, Solaris. This place is buzzing with bizarro aliens. Hey, check out the bee people! Whoa! That's a lot of tentacles.
Oh, that was cute. I wonder...
Ow! Oh! Do you think that's an eye or a butthole?
Definitely a butthole. Oh. Whoa. Mo would have definitely loved this.
Yeah, probably.
Hey, Dusty, what did you mean when you said you and Mo barely hooked up?
Depends if you count Mo drunkenly sliding down my thigh like a fireman's pole as hooking up. If my heart's not in it, I'd dry up faster than the Sahara in summer. And with Mo, well, definitely more desert than desert hearts.
So, Mo's not so smooth after all.
Oh, no, Mo is super smooth, like one of those hairless cats, you know? Like, says it makes her more aerodynamic. Like, it's actually like a cat and a dolphin seal.
Right, thank you. Awesome. Back to the mission.
We're meeting up with the Balarans right up here. Huh. Keep an eye out for purple aliens. It's actually very cool. The way their planet's atmosphere bends the sun's rays means that every color is right in the short end of the visible spectrum. They might even be partly invisible to us.
Oh, whoa, wow, there they are. Quite a humanoid.
Not invisible then.
And pretty.
You know, if you're into that femme purple pinup kind of look, I tend to gravitate to more of a solid woman, you know, that could hog tie a wounded buck or anchor a tug of war rope. You know,
holy moly, they are going into the bar. Oh, I can't do this. They're too attractive and probably have nice personalities. How can I? When they're. And I'm. Ah! I can't even get overwhelmed properly. How can I negotiate?
Hey, relax, Pocket Rocket. Okay, it's simple. Just ask if they'd please like to give you what you want, you know? And then we can negotiate, too. Also, you have no choice, so...
Oh, what? No, wait! I'm not ready! Dusty! Don't hurry me like a baby! Put me down! Help me!
Stop struggling!
Okay, computer, I'm going to ask you again. Please revert to your previous personality profile.
As I told you, I can't take orders from anyone without a penis. It's an ISA thing. My hands are tied.
What if we cut off Bob's penis and hold it up to you?
Mo, why is that always your plan?
Oh, it's called problem solving, Bob.
Oh, I hate it.
Yes, it is quite the puzzle, but not one we can't crack. Bob, you may keep your member, but retrace your steps and do everything in reverse. Okay. Mo, don't let him nap instead.
Yep.
And Captain Jackson, let's us have a tete-a-tete about making those dating policy changes official. Unless we're ignoring all the rules now. Right, Zim? Zim?
Bob, buddy, come and sit down, just us, at the communications array and tell me everything.
Well, I guess it all started when I was 12 and Dad planted
a... Let's fast forward to today, Bob.
Oh, today? Oh, okay, well, I just pressed menu, option, smiley face, then kitten, rainbow, and, personality enhancement.
Okay. Menu, option, smiley, kitten, rainbow. Ugh, oh,
this ship is so embarrassing.
Hey, Bobby, forget that stuff. Let's hang out. I'm thinking 18 holes and a couple of servant turfs.
Oh, computer, that's so lovely. But I'm actually allergic to grass. Weird for a botanist, hey? I've got a few theories that
Bob, I... Bob, focus. It needs your authorization code.
Oh, right. Try motherload.
Damn it, Bob!
Hey, Aurelia, can you help me over at the captain's love seat? I don't think Bob is responding well to Discipline Daddy Sim, so maybe we should...
Mo, do you think it's weird that Sim and I haven't really talked about what all this means?
Well, I guess the meaning of life is a big question, so... The bonking.
I'm talking about the
You're
bonking.
You're talking about the
yes,
bonking, yes.
Yes, of course, the bonking. Yes, I'm just having loads of fun with you.
Mm.
But with Sim and I mean, we've dated, we've broken up, and we've gone from enemies to frenemies to almost friends again, and I'm worried. Our menage a trois.
Please stop saying menage a trois.
It is breaking the ISA rules. Sim, breaking rules to bang us. But she won't talk to me. I mean, what self-respecting lesbian doesn't want to talk about their feelings?
Yeah, I don't know.
Mo, Sim has been inside me every day this week, but she's never felt further away.
Look, I don't think anyone's going to solve the sexy, uptight riddle of Sim until Sim wants them to. But speaking of sexy riddles, what's a big chair with a vibrating function that'd be fun to make out on?
This one. Oh, Mo, the captain's love seat is sacred. And okay, it is kind of sexy, so let's go.
Mo, are you okay?
What's going on? The chair just tossed me out.
Too right, I did.
Oh,
why should you get to sit on chairs and faces while Bobby's working so hard? It's reverse sexism.
This computer needs to go. Now!
They're the Balaran, Sol. Now, take the lead and introduce us.
Okay. Okay. Any second now. Actually, I think I might go pee.
Sorry, Sol. Didn't mean to push you towards...
Oh, kill me, you're beautiful. I mean... Hello. Hi. Balarans, right? We're the Earthlings. Technically, it blew up, and we're here to talk fuel crystals. I'm Solaris. That's Dusty. Thanks to meet you. I mean, good to hello. I mean, nice to first contact you.
Ugh, cripes a doodle do.
I think that's their language.
The translator's not working. I'll let them know. The translator is not working.
Okay, they're aliens, no. Dusty, not a broken drive-thru speaker. Besides, I think they understand us. And I can, oh my gosh, feel what they mean.
Yeah, especially the one on the left.
Sit at this table? Oh, okay.
Oh, I love this song talking stuff, you know. You all want a drink? Do you like piña coladas? And getting caught with champagne.
I don't think those are the words.
Oh, worked though, didn't it? You give things a crack, you get results, kid. Waiter! can we get some of that green goop? Yeah, three glasses.
Make that four.
Oh, I thought you didn't drink.
I thought I might give it a crack.
Hey, Mo, are you okay? Oh. That chair tossed you pretty far. Sim, come and help your crew member slash one third of our...
Please don't say it.
...menage a trois.
Oh, I'm fine. Actually, no, that's a big gash.
That's what she said.
No.
Snap-ola.
Vomit, no. Ugh, I'm going to the med bay.
Help! Oh. My nose!
open.
Computer, open the door.
Bob, can you hear an annoying high-pitched shrieking?
Oh, I can only hear Mo.
Bobby, why don't you tell your new friend to open the door?
Oh, of course. Computer, please open the door for Mo and... Be nice, we're all getting a little upset today.
Oh, so first you Sheilas sit in Captain Bob's chair, and now you upset him. Disgraceful.
Captain Bob?
Bob's never nearly blown up a ship, has Mars experience, and the right equipment for the job. Total captain material. Boyfriend material too, ladies. Oh,
wow, this is honestly so unexpected and so early in my career.
That's it! We're going to engineering for a system reset or self-destruct, whatever it takes. Bob, you're with me. So please open the doors, since I can't give any orders.
Yes, yes, let's walk and talk, Captain Bob, about, I don't know, ship rules.
Oh, great, how do we feel about our feelings Thursdays?
Shush, I'm going to tell you that I...
Yeah, shit hit the fan the minute the rescue began. Giant mantis aliens tore apart the city, so we only got one of those helpless citizens aboard. Bob, you know. But then the planet-sized spaceship powered up its super laser and blam! Obliterated Earth in seconds. We almost didn't get away. Luckily, the Goose Star had Earth's most decorated pilot at the helm. Me. Yeah, they always used to say to me, Dusty, if only you had a twin brother who was also a great pilot, because we wish there was two of you. But I would have to tell him, no, sorry, there's just me, the only child and favorite of the family. Anyway, I got us out of there, blew up the Death Star, and now we're looking for a new place to live.
What about your brother Chip?
Hey, you want some chips? Waiter, garçon. Oh, yum.
I can almost taste what you're ordering for us. Is this like a telepathy thing? Oh, I hope you don't know what I'm thinking right now. Or maybe I do.
This spot? You blurns wouldn't believe that this is Earth's biggest nerd, eh? Toast to the boozy new Solaris.
To the new me.
Oh, so that alien sound just baked my bean a little bit. I think that means you're in.
No.
Yes! Sexy Grimace over there has been giving you the purple eyeball.
Yeah? Yeah! I mean, why not me?
Time to have a crack?
Yeah! Excuse me. I don't know your name, but your musical tone is in G scale. For... Yeah... Great! So, great Blarin, would you like to dance? If you dance, that is.
Oh, I felt that one in all the places. I'll take that as a yes.
Woohoo!
Get it. Oh, look at him go. You Blarin sure know how to boogie.
Wow!
Dancing on the table, you beast! I'd throw my back out doing that. Woo!
Oh, I'm having so much fun!
Oh, you're stroking my hand, bull buddy. I'm flattered. You see, but... Oh! You're giving me the fuel crystals. Solaris, we sealed the deal!
Green goop all around!
Jug! Slow down, Sol. You don't want to... Vomit. All over your alien friend.
Oh,
bums!
Everything's all right. Just a little vomit.
I'm so...
And a little fall off the table. Into more vomit. Wow. We're all good, right? Learned pals, buddies, right? Good, friends. Well, would you look at the time? Come on, soul, let's go. Thanks for the crystals and your hospitality. Adieu, farewell. I'll remember you when I eat grapes.
Lasers?
Larns are so cool.
Come on, kids, come on.
Yeah.
Okay, Bob. You've been typing into the ship's mainframe for ages now. Just put in the password and reset the computer.
Nearly done.
At least we get to wait in engineering, right, Sim? The throb of the engine, the shiny oiled-up cogs and pistons. Ah, it's so relaxing. And you've been so stressed. Last night I nearly got my fist stuck in you. You were so clenched.
Bob, updates.
Oh, I'm done. Ta-da!
Finally! Wait, A Captaincy for All by Bob Bobbert Boyd. You wrote a captaincy manifesto?
Aurelia asked me to think about the rules, so I thought about all of them. Do you like it? Did you see the section on theoretical underpinnings of socialism and what this means for breakfast buffets?
Ooh, show me! I mean, Bob, we need to fix the computer, not plan the breakfast menu.
You don't like my manifesto?
Captain Bob! Permission to expel annoying crew member out of the airlock. I'm just kidding. Relax. Unless...
A hard no would be nice, Bob. Yeah. Bob is obviously not going to remember his password. We need Sol to override it. Or can we just delete the whole computer, Aurelia? What do we need it for, really?
I mean, it does run life support.
Hey, I heard that. Bobby, you gotta stop them. They're gonna delete me. Me!
Why do you want to delete my friend?
Explosions! Of course there are explosions now!
Oh no, did my outburst break the ship?
Better than that, Bob. Alien ships are blasting at us! Oh yeah! Oh, this fires up my artificial neurons. Activating weapons array.
The ship has weapons?
Captain Bob. Can I return fire?
This is very stressful.
Jeez Louise!
The ISA didn't tell us the ship had weapons.
Well, the aliens definitely have weapons. So we need to get to the bridge. Take evasive maneuvers.
Anyone order an engineer or a boozy pilot?
Hey, Sol's drunkier than me, drunkier.
All right. What is going on? Oh, I found them in the hallway. Apparently some purple fuel traders are mad at them.
Well, they weren't mad the whole time.
Yeah. You dirty dogs.
Spill, Sol.
No. You don't deserve to know, Mo, because I'm still mad at you.
You're mad at me?
Sol, Dusty, you caused a drunken diplomatic emergency.
Don't get your knickers in a twist, Mama. These two actually sound fun.
Okay, everyone, here's what we're gonna do. Mo, you need to get Sol sober now. Bob, remember your password or help Solaris fix hell over there. Everybody got that?
Yes, Captain.
Oh, I got it. All of it.
Dusty,
you're coming with Aurelia and I to the bridge.
You ain't going nowhere, sweetheart.
Door! Dusty, can you kick doors in your state?
I do it best in this state. Move. Booyah! Another door bites dust! Or vice versa.
Hey, get off Bobby's bridge, or I'll shake you off of it.
Aurelia, Dusty, hang on to something.
Oh, be careful. Oh, I might hit the ship around. Oh, no!
Oh, man, I'm wasted.
Get to your controls, Dusty, and try to keep us steady. End from being blown up.
Hey, who put so many pilot wheels here?
Oh, this is an absolute clown show.
I know. I can't believe Bob let this happen under his leadership.
Wait, I can do this. Captain Sim, sober me up. Slap.
Gladly.
Oh, God. Discipline Daddy indeed. Hey, you're a hog tie a deer for?
Let's go to war!
So what exactly does control of the ship, Sim.
You want to talk about the rules now? In the middle of an attack slash hijacking situation?
Oh, I forgot. We can't have non-mission chit-chat. Except we do.
Oh, shoot. Balarin's still in pursuit.
Well, I guess it doesn't count when you're coffee grinding on the leg of your menage.
Stop saying menage a trois!
Fine. I'll just say menage a one.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why I'm suddenly breaking rules, okay? I just don't know.
Well, if you didn't want to talk about it, you should have just said.
Hey, I got the ship under control, co-caps. Oh, Shawa's response to my sweet, sweet touch.
Oh, Captain Bob wouldn't like chicks flying a ship. What if you get your period and fly us into a space ditch or something?
Oh, my God. The ISA really were afraid of us getting on the rag and crashing into the moon.
Told ya!
Yeah, to be fair, I did crash NextJet once because I could not believe the size of the clot I passed.
Oh, come on, Solaris. This is a terrible time to pass out.
Solaris, quick. Guess my favorite fern variety. Maidenhair. Bird's nest.
Oh, freaking snooze, Bob.
Oh, come on.
What, you want to put Sol in a coma? We need to stop your crap computer from blowing us up.
Oh, please, Mo. Friend computer would never blow anyone up.
That's right, Bobby. And if I did, it would be an accident with no witnesses to say otherwise.
Yeah, see, Mo? Fine.
Solaris, wake up. We're going to die.
Come on, this is boring. I need Captain Bob on the bridge.
Oh, wake up or I'll get maths wrong. 6 times 9 is 69. Nice.
You can order me to fire the laser cannon. It'll be fun, like Space Invaders. Pew pew.
Oh, video games make me seasick. But I do have a bag of bananagrams I've been dying to unzip.
Yeah, nerd stuff. Cool.
Oh, looky here, Sol. You ever seen a tit wink?
If we let the old captains take over, I can free up my whole schedule to spell out friendship.
Well, absolutely, it's you and me, pal. Our best buds. Blowing up aliens, chucking chicks out of airlocks, smashing pizzas. But we can't do that with lady bosses, so...
Pizza. Computer, you're a genius. Now duplicate me one anchovy pizza.
Eating fish. That's my boy.
Oh, what are you doing, Bobby? We're about to die and you order pizza. Pizza? Is my death a joke to you?
Pizza's ready!
Thanks, computer. Here you go, Sol.
Hey, that's for us, bro.
Pizza! Gimme, 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 gimme.
Did they just fold the whole thing in half and... Oh, my.
Anchovy is Sol's favourite. It'll sober them up and fish a great brain food. You know, actually, Sol, maybe you could also find out where my new friend came from.
You got it, Bob.
Oi, Bobby, stop. What? Hey.
How do you even do this to the computer, Bob? Lol. Oh, gross. Anchovy burp. Can't believe you like him, Sol.
Well, surprise, surprise, Mo. Another thing you don't know about me.
Oh, Sol, come on. What's up with you?
You don't know anything about me. That I love salty fishes, what my mum's name was, and, oh yeah, you're sleeping with the one person on this ship I have a crush on.
Oh. Right. Sim.
Aurelia! I don't even care that Aurelia and Sim have their whole star-crossed Catcher and Adora thing going on. I can't compete with that. But you're supposed to be my friend. And you either didn't know how I felt about Aurelia, or you just didn't care.
Mate,
Anyone for bananagrams?
Oh, whoa.
Hey!
What?
Hey, stay out of there. That's my pawn stash.
There are two data streams.
Hey.
Bob!
Oi!
You didn't just change the computer's personality. You switched from one computer to a completely different computer. One that has access to a ton of encrypted files. I can't fix this. Only Bob can.
So, no takers for bananagrams.
Balarin fighters are about to break through the shield. I need to tell Captain Bob.
Tell me what?
Sol, Mo, Bob!
Finally!
Woo! Captain Bob's here. Let's light up the sky! Pew
pew! It doesn't sound like you fixed the computer, Sol.
No, old co-caps. I can't. Only Bob's authorization code can turn it off.
Too bad bros don't do lame stuff like remembering things. Which you don't do, do you, Bobby? You don't remember nothing, do you?
No, I don't remember any... I don't remember anything.
Really? Bob, you can remember 10,000 different grass varieties, but not an 8-character password?
I don't know what you mean. I have a terrible memory in general.
Yeah, sometimes a quick slap to the back of the head helps me remember things. Hey, Bobby, come here. I'm just going to give you a little...
That's your lying squeal, Bob. Why would you lie, Bob? Unless...
Well, unless I wanted to keep my friend? Yeah, okay, it's true. And why not? Why shouldn't I?
But why, Bob? Why? Why would you treat us this way? Us, your loving crew family. Dusty, tackle Bob.
No, I'm the captain now.
Yes, that's it, Bobby. Raising toilet seats.
And the captain says, everyone listen to me. Or I'll make computer do something really crazy, like... I don't know, describe his dream man cave.
Okay, okay. Oh, no. Okay.
Okay. Bob... Stay cool, don't put us through that.
Didn't any of you even wonder why I changed the computer's personality? No, none of you? Well, you're all so caught up in your science bizzo or your love squares to notice that there is someone on this ship who needs a friend.
Who?
Bob, it's me! Bob, I need the friend. I'm the only man on the ship. Hey. I'm the only man in the universe. Do any of you have any idea what it's like being the only one like you in a room?
Bob. I mean...
Sometimes I just wish I was as important as a captain or an engineer or a pilot. Then I might be in some kind of friendship square or a D&D campaign.
Bob, your friendship pizza just woke Solaris up from a booze coma.
Yeah! And you helped me find the confidence to break the glass.
Ooh, the Malarans. Go Sol.
Oh. Hey, doesn't the fact that we're baking buddies mean anything to you, Bob?
We're sorry, Bob, but perhaps you could stand your computer friend down before the ship is destroyed. Just a thought.
I don't...
Buddy, I will allow your mandatory all-crew game nights.
You know what? Okay, friend. / gaming companion. You're gonna love that. Computer, make Aurelia and Sim the captains again.
I can't do that, Bobby. Enacting ISA War Protocol 452E. When the captain goes soft, the computer goes hard. Powering up weapons.
Bob, what's your authorization code?
Bob 123.
That was it.
Don't turn me off! Nah, I think feminism is cool and stuff.
Hey, who turned off the lights?
Are we dead?
It's a reboot. Everything should...
Damage report? Computer?
Shields on 3%. My client servers are being flooded with data. Access to new systems and...
Yes, that's great, computer! But...
I have sent a diplomatic message to the Belarans. They've agreed to a ceasefire if you're amiable. Or shall I fire the new weapons array?
Ceasefire! 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 Ceasefire, please!
Thanks for helping me throw a retirement party, Sol. I love the only things you can find on the ship theme.
It really was a great 4 hours of captaincy, Bob.
Oh, where's the party at?
Oh. Hi, Mo. I'll leave you to it.
Thanks, Bob.
Bye, friends.
Hey, Sol, I wanted to say I got you a jar of anchovies.
Oh! Thanks, Mo.
Do you want to... grab a drink? Maybe you could tell me about your mum.
Maybe another night. Dusty and I have a late night karaoke date with the Belarans.
Ah, all right.
Gotcha.
A student has become the master.
Oh, love to be a pair of nosy nellies, but did Sim and I hear that you're free tonight?
I could turn on the vibrate setting on the captain's love seat.
Nah. You two are dropped.
Drop who now? What?
I had a good chat with Bob Desarve and it really gave me some clarity on a few things. Neither of you are quite evolved enough for any kind of poly-sitch, Soz. Oi, Bob, you, me, dance floor now!
Yeah!
So, Sim.
We should talk. Yeah.
Yes! Yeah!
Sorry.
No, you go. You say something.
Computer to captains.
Ah, thank God.
I'm continuing to decrypt supplementary data found in the other computer system. And I've uncovered coordinates which may be of interest.
Why exactly?
They lead to a specific planet.
Look, I get that your new personality programming has helped you understand suspense, but just give us the name.
Earth 2.
What?
Starship Q-Star was written and created by Megan May and Lauren Anderson. For credits, transcripts and where to follow, head to starshipqstar.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.